Didn't finish?
I didn't finish. And then I got out, and then after that, I was going to this boy, my husband, for 4 years. You know, he's my friend, and so we finally decided we were going to get married. We did.
And did you live in this neighborhood when you first were married?
Yes. Sure. 39 Highland Avenue, I lived.
Highland Avenue.
Reverend Teagarden married me up there. Reverend Teagarden.
Oh, that name sounds familiar.
Mr. Larcher, Disciples Church. That's where I go to church, right up here. Disciples.
It's right in the corner.
Yes. Harmony West.
Yeah.
So. It's a mixture of everything up in our church now. We have all kinds of people in our church.
I think that's true of most of the
world has changed. Say, St. Joseph's is having trouble out there, aren't they?
How do you remember the neighborhood changing, this neighborhood?
Well, I hate to tell you because it made me sick.
Well.
Now, first of all, the neighborhood that changed was down in the
back. On New Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I talked to the mayor one day on the telephone. We had that going on the telephone.
Oh, calling in?
And you could talk to the mayor for a minute. I had my radio on and I phoned the number and that's how I could get him and I could hear my own voice in the kitchen, you know. So anyway, when he got on, I said, well, I hate just to say what I have to say, but I said, I think somebody should do about something about 22 New Street. I said, it is nothing but a jump, I said. Mm-hmm. And that's all it was. And he said, I didn't know anything about it. I said, I'm sorry, but you must have known because I called up once before on the phone and the lady had answered, sent two young men up here from your office. I said, they came up here in the mayor's car. I think it was a blue-looking car. And they had a paper and a pencil, and I wanted to tell them about the house away. And so they put everything down. I said, and now if you don't believe me about the condition of the back, you just go right through that fence out there, the gate, and go in the back fence, and you see what is there. It is just full of junk all over. Dirty things, filthy clothes, cats, dogs. I have three cats. Helen Crow, nah, she's my neighbor next door. We have three cats. But they're taken care of. They like to stay in their own yard, and when the cats come around, chew them away. It's funny, you know, they fight them like mad. This is their property.
They have their own territory.
But they've been spayed and they're beautiful cats. So anyway, I said it right over the I shouldn't have said it, but I was so upset. The people next door are all upset about it too. And then I said, it is nothing but a joke. I think somebody should do something about it. And I called the Board of Health, and the man said, well, it wasn't up to the landlord to take care of that place. It's up to the people to get a truck and take the junk out. And I said, how can they do it? They're on welfare. They don't have anything. They have to expect everything from welfare, even their feed, food, and their clothing. And there's one woman there. She took care of little children, and I don't know how they took the children. I was scared. Worried to death about them. Because I think they were not treated right. And I wouldn't want to say anything. Mr. very much. They were very nice people. And on the street, we had very nice people. I mean, mannerly people, and thoughtful, and kind, and good people, and still recently. And 2 years ago, when they sold that house, they had couples.
Oh,
couples, young couples. I nearly went crazy. Every night in the week I was kept awake by the slamming and banging of the cars and the lights flashing right in. They see us like Grandma White's little bed right off the dining room. The lights came right over and right in my...
This is the house across the street?
Yeah. Here. And the other house has cars too, but they see two cars from the front of the program. Anyway, that whole summer, 2 years ago, I had no rest at all. My left eye broke my left eye. And
Have the people who have lived on the street changed at all? I mean, or are
they? Well, they have down this way.
Towards West Street,
there,
yeah.
Did cross the way, and mm-hmm. Talarico's house over there.
Oh, Mrs. Talarico doesn't live here anymore? Does she live?
She lives down on this side of the street.
Right.
On this side.
Right.
Right, it's 2 doors from where the visiting nurse used to be.
Yeah.
Now the Vases live there. They own the house, and they're, I think they're Portuguese people, but they're very nice and very neat, very clean.
Do they live in the house that they, I mean, they live
next
there,
to
they
them
don't?
Is Mrs. Canales and Mrs. Talarico. That's the lawyers, young lawyer.
Yeah.
I watched him grow up. And next to them was the Wilsons, you know. I forget what the first name was. Wilson. They were very lovely people. But they have now a granddaughter who lives there. And, I don't know much about her. Everybody on the street practically knows her. She has a lot of people over there that are questionable. What do you remember about individual buildings? Any changes in individual buildings? There used to be a shop down here in the corner, you know, shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. They tore that down. And there was another house, I believe, beyond there, too, at one time. That was just before I came back. But I remember the shirt factory. When we were in the Red Cross, we needed our machine, and something went wrong with it, and we sawed it. So some of the ladies and I came up here and see if they could fix it for us. So they did, and we didn't
know
how to fix it. So anyway, that's how I knew the factory was here. They used to park along the street, but they were very nice, some of them.
Yeah, that was their.
Some of them weren't nice, and they'd get out in front of your house. And I remember one lady from New York, she came here, she parked right in front of the house. She got out, she was cleaning the car out, throwing all the dirty cigarettes and everything on. Right out in front of my house. Yeah, my aunt Sierra said, you know, you can win on students. You know, you should do that. You should do that. You know, we are in your own home out in front of my house. She says, get the mouth and shut your mouth, my house. She said, yeah. That's the kind of I've seen a lot of that around. But it was my business. And then even when Aunt Edie passed away, I had a car stopped right in front of the house. And the lady was standing there. She was just brushing it off and cleaning it and everything. And I had to go out and say, that's your name. People coming in, you know. She wasn't very nice, but she gave me the car. After their talk, they put the car in the backyard. I don't know where they put all the cars.
There's a lot of people renting over there?
All kinds of people. And there was a lot of people.
What kind of people lived in the neighborhood? Were they families? Did they own their own homes? Or
most of
them were families?
Most of them did.
I
know
the
Talbots.
No, I don't. I recognize...
But the you know, it was funny, he was off. do be, of course, and it would be in New York, but I was here. I was a very close nurse assistant there, and I was sure that we called the and they each them up. We'll find some bottles on the next street. So they turned the floor and looked at it, so some phone door, and he said, yes,
There was a reason for it, not because they didn't have any.
He wanted to bring some bottles up so he could have something to drink. And you know, he said what he said. Grace and Robert were standing right at the edge of the bed. That's his wife. I'm not going home. When I get better, I'm going over to your house, he said. And I'm going to let you take care of me till I'm well, and then I'll go back home, he said. I thought I died. He passed away for a day. I had very nice friends on the street. Telly calls in the neighborhood. Sometimes she's a little bit fussy about her place there. She doesn't know all the rules of the... I mean, she's nice, but, you know, she's so afraid she's going to lose some of her property or something.
There's always got to be one like that, right?
But it doesn't faze me any. She was all upset over the snowstorm last night. That's how we had it. You know that big snowstorm? Well, I was so shocked that I had a man here shoveling it. And of course, the man next door put all the snow in front of my house. I just thought it could get
So we've talked about the type of people or the kind of people that have lived here. What nationalities?
Really, they were really old-fashioned American people with big hearts and you know what I mean, very kind and thoughtful, and everybody was just nice, you know what I mean? They weren't any better than anybody else, but they were good people that enjoyed their homes in their neighborhood, and here it was lovely on the street. My grandma White was alive. It was beautiful here. She could have her windows open and the curtains blowing in the breeze, and everything was sweet, clean and nice. It's lovely around here. I used to drive up from Brooklyn, you know, to my little poor car. I used to take her out to Vail's. She'd love to go there. It's a great big white farm they had out there. That land,
Yeah, up near the Ramada.
Grace went to Vail as a second cousin or something like that. She related to everybody in it.
Where did the neighborhood people work? Did they?
Well, Aunt Edie, you know, she worked in Mallory.
Yeah, Mallory's was located.
Yes, Mrs. Mallory's a cousin, too. If I were her, I would have retired her. Give her a good pension, but she didn't.
Did she work up until her death? 88 years old.
Every morning, out this door, walk down the street, and walk up to Mallory's shop.
That was on road,
up the way up, where you go to,
up toward Rose and Beaver Street at
every single morning she went out, went to every afternoon she walked back.
She was a hat trimmer?
Yes. But you know, they let her work when she shouldn't have done it because she wasn't doing a good job there at the end. And she'd come home one day and she was all upset because they were going to let her work because she had fallen and she was in the hospital.
Mm.
And it was afraid to go something like that for a day. So they told her that we thought it was that she was tired. She'd come home and it was like left and right for her.
Yep, yeah.
She got through that factory there,
Did many of the neighbors work at the Mallory's or the hat factories?
No. I don't think anybody here worked there. She did all the years.
Now, is it Mr. Tallarico that, the one that lived across the street, the old man, did he own a restaurant or did he...
I forgot what he did. No, his sons had a garage out by the way.
Yeah, Yeah, the...
I don't know where he worked. I really don't. Mm-hmm. He was an awful lot nice man. I didn't see much of him around. He gave some of these white dishes out here. But one time he wanted to get rid of them. They're still there. They come up every spring. They were nice neighbors. The daughter-in-law was there. They were upstairs. I don't know the age of anybody. I went over there one day about a truck.
So the nationality has changed in the...
Yeah.
It is a nice street. It hasn't changed tremendously.
It always